It's a fascinating parasha, and I think that anyone would agree with me, there's a certain elephant in the room that unless one deals with in a very calculated and mature way, I think we're just brushing under the carpet. We find a tremendous respect, a tremendous love that is shown towards Rachel Imenu. Rachel Mavakal, Baneho, Rachel seems like the hero of this week's parasha, how she was willing to give up the marriage to Yaakov Avinu to be the matriarch of Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the time of the Geula will listen to her cries. However, Leah Imenu seems to have extremely bad coverage. Let's call it what it is. Leah seems to look very, very bad in this week's parasha. From the way she's described in this week's parasha, to the way she behaves in this week's parasha, to the relationship that he has with Yaakov Avinu, the way Yaakov converses with her and answers, there seems to be a very difficult understanding of how Leah fits in to being one of the Amois. And I think it has to be dealt with. Okay? From the very beginning, how's Leah introduced? Leah, her eyes were rakois, her eyes were red. Yeah, she was the compromise-looking one, the beauty-challenged individual. Let's know a little bit better. Rachel was one who was beautiful in appearance, beautiful in looks. And so Rachel was a pretty one. Leah was not such a pretty one. The Or Chaim already says straight away that it's not derech. It is not the correct thing for the pasuk to start speaking about a divrei gnai on a tzedekes. If already the pasuk goes to the extent and calls an unkosher animal asher enenu tahira, does not call it tmeo, to refer to its tzedekes or the mother of Klal Yisrael as neo rakos, as an ugly one, as it were, it's eno ruuyo. It's not the correct thing. So the way she's described is not pleasant. It's not nicely described. Number one. Further on in the parasha, we find as well quite clearly, the Yaakov Avinu believes strongly that Rachel was his wife. When he saw her for the first time, he kissed her through nevuah. He saw that it's going to be his wife. It says, "V'yev Yaakov is Rachel." Yaakov Avinu loved Rachel, and he said the negotiations were to work for her for 7 years. When Yaakov was diddled out of it, he's willing to work for another 7 years for Rachel. The parasha carries over Yovei. V'yovei gam el Rachel, v'yehav gam is Rachel meleah. Rachel was loved more than Leah. V'yar Hashem ki sanua Leah. Leah was hated. Yeah, Yaakov Avinu doesn't hate Leah for nothing. I mean, it just seems that this whole thing of Rachel being the one and Leah being hated, not only that, I mean, you just have to look into what's going on over here. The idea over here of the simonim that was given to Rachel by Yaakov Avinu, thinking and knowing that someone was going on, what are these simonim? The Medrash brings down that the simonim, by the way, were Nidah Chala, Nidah Lokas, and there, by the way, that those are the three simonim. But in order that Yaakov Avinu should be fooled, Rachel Imenu was under the marriage bed whispering those simonim to Yaakov that he shouldn't be fooled. She was the one speaking. Yaakov was asking. Rachel answered. They shouldn't recognize it was Leah's voice. Right? So Leah does this, excuse me, this selfish, slimy act of chapping the wife of Yaakov, the husband, away from her sister Rachel. Yeah, and she had no havamina, did not dream for one moment that he'd married two sisters, which is betz and something very, very unusual and something that we have to understand how that was done. Already, it's a different thing. And Leah is this unliked, unwanted, one who's did. What is with what's with her? What's this Leah? Later on in the parasha as well, the whole she's totally committed to making sure she's a loved one. Yeah, Reubei, look, I'm the one who has a child. And Levi, oh, Nam Hassan's going to come with me. She is not viewed as somebody that is the way that one would expect any human being to behave, certainly a mother of Klal Yisrael. And this is something, again, I'm just expressing something that is expressed on a very, very superficial, very unlearned way of understanding the parasha. We scrape slightly underneath the surface, and there's an entirely new picture. There's a Rashbam. The Rashbam says, "Ve'einei Leah Rakois." Says the Rashbam, "Rakois, nois, beautiful." The color shenei nois ain kol gufa torach bedika. The Gemara says in Tainis, Leah was not Rakus does not mean ugly. Rakus means beautiful. She was a very beautiful person, very beautiful in features as well. Says, so what was it all this? Why was she crying? Says the Das came in Balatosvus. The Eina Lea Rakus, says the Balatosvus, Loshin Rach Vatoiv. Beautiful and good. Kloima Shahoysen Niris Yofa. Mitoich Shahoya Inaha Yofois. Chas Vashonath, the apostle says she was ugly. It wasn't at all, she was beautiful. The nearest Raka Vialdo, she looked young and she looked fresh. Aval Rachel Hoysen Mushabachas Beyof. Your Rachel's a little bit prettier. Okay. Elo Shahoya Neoya Inaho Koya Voiceman Habechi. Her eyes were hurting from crying. The Fisher Rasa, because she saw. Shatilo Gerolo Shal Esav, that she is going to fall into the portion of Esav. The Fisher Hoysa Akoro, listen to this, because Leah was an Akoro. The Garshena Yaakov, Yaakov eventually will divorce her. The Yisne Ena Esav, and Esav will marry her. In other words, there was, Rashi says there was also some kind of, people were saying, yeah, Lavan's got two daughters, Yaakov's got two sons, or, yeah, well, who is this? A bunch of, you know, people sitting on a velvet armchair over the afternoon tea and scones, like gossiping. Yeah, that's what she's going to start crying about, or the gossip is on the street. It says in the Medrash, it was a Tanai. Tanayim Hoysobo, they had a Tanai. There was a condition that they had already as a condition in Shemayim and Ha'aretz, that this was what's going to happen. That Rachel is going to marry Yaakov and Leah is going to marry Esav. And Leah will somehow do something good to Esav. Maybe she'll encourage him to be a little bit of a better person. Right? But that's what's going on. And she was not willing. She was not willing for whatever happened to go through with that. Let's understand this. Let's understand this a little bit better. Yeah? Esav wasn't that bad. Of course he was. Esav wasn't that bad. He'd been able to fool Yitzchak. He was a wealthy person. He was somebody who was successful. He had leadership. Certainly had leadership. Right? There's somebody to work with. He was not a Rosh Gemurah, that otherwise he would not have fooled Yitzchak. Okay? That's already a whole different parasha. Yaakov, on the other hand, was this penniless yeshiva bocha. He had been stripped of everything, of his clothes, of his fame, and he had to work for her father for 7 years get anything.
By who?
By Eliphaz.
By Esav's son.
Yes. Okay. True enough. Yes. True. Yeah? Who was a grandfather of Amalek. Yes. Correct. But Yaakov was his penniless yeshiva bocha. So, okay, you can compromise. It's done in Shemayim. Shemayim have decided. So I'm willing to take this on. No. No. Leah is willing to cry her eyes out, willing to daven and daven that the Gezerah in Shemayim should change. I do not want to be Esav's wife. I want to be Yaakov. I want to be the Eim of the Shvatim. And I'm willing to compromise my everything, the love of her husband. I'm willing to compromise that Yaakovinu loves Rachel more than me, which is terribly painful. The Pasuk says, it's an unbelievable Pasuk. It says, bear with me. Vayar Hashem ki sanua leo. Vayar Hashem ki sanua. Yeah? It says about Baraturim, Vayar is Aleph, Vayar Hashem ki sanua is Rosh Tavis Yudke Vovke. Why does it say that? Sof Tavis Echye. Vayar Hashem ki sanua leo is Sof Tavis Echye. That Kosh Baruch's name. Why? The Fisha Choshta Yaakov, Kamishif Kira Etzloi Loi, just like she made herself hefka to Vinu. She gave herself up to Yaakovinu. Kachif kira atzmala ache. Maybe she was a woman who was very loose, and she gave herself up to other men in the street as well. Lekach heyid haKodesh Baruch Hu Shmoyaleh haKodesh Baruch Hu says, no, I am telling you, this is from you. In other words, she was choshed by Yaakov Avinu as being somebody terrible. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I prefer to be hated by the God Lador than be loved by an Esav. I'm willing to sacrifice everything that Ashad the Shifte caught. I'm willing to sacrifice anything a woman wants. Love, affection, attention, everything. Just that Ashad the Shifte caught. Leah was an incredible Mavakesh. And she's able to do that. She's able to break Igzeim in Hashemayim. In fact, there's not a great chat-up line on the honeymoon. Yeah? Wakes up the next morning, and Yaakovina says to her, Leah? So she says, yeah. So he says, you swindled me. So I swindled you? You obviously are a very good teacher. Yeah, there's no barber. En sapar she'en l'tamida. There's no barber who has no apprentice. Yeah? What did you say to your father? Yeah, you went to your father and he says, are you Yaakov? Are you Esav? He said, yes, I'm Esav B'chor. I learned from you. Not the greatest way to start off a honeymoon. Yeah? There must be better ways than that for that kind of backwards and forwards over here. What's the idea behind that? It's a Maggid. But the Maggid says, a Moshel, obviously, right? Reuven owes money to Shimon. Reuven owes money to Shimon. Shimon now goes along and sells that debt to Levi. Okay? So Levi comes to Reuven and says to Reuven, you owe me money. Reuven says, I don't know who you are. He said, I'm just telling you, you owe me money because Reuven, yeah, Shimon sent me, sold the debts to me. Right? If that's the case, I've got to pay you. The idea behind this was as follows. This is unbelievable. What happened over here was that Esav sold his Bechira to Yaakov. Bechira doesn't mean necessarily the rights. It means everything that Esav was supposed to be getting was now sold to Yaakov. Whether it was Bechira, whether it was marriage, everything was sold. Everything. Leah davened that the Gezeirah Min HaShemayim should be changed to the extent that the Bechira should work, how she daven for that, how that's going to change, it doesn't make a difference to me, she's going to daven. And somehow or another, Yaakov Vina bought the Bechira from Esav, and now Leah is acquired by Yaakov as a package deal of the Bechira, and now she's entitled to get married to Yaakov. That was what the correspondence was over here. Not, no, I learnt from you. No, but just like you bought the Bechira, you bought me, and therefore I'm entitled to you. She davened with all her heart, and that was an incredible thing. Leah has to be respected. Leah be appreciated for being the second fiddle, to being somebody who is willing to sacrifice everything a woman wants in order to have the shiftei kol. And that is one that emoys. That is how she's able to have a Yehuda, who's a melech, willing to sacrifice everything to stand up to be moedah le'emes. And she brought up a Levi, who's willing to be a personal principles. She was the one who lemaisa is leading Klal Yisrael through her. It's an incredible, incredible thing. But I just want to finish off with one very, very amazing Dvar Torah from Shimon Schwab. And he says that with all this, Yaakov Avinu looks very bad. V'yar Hashem ki sinu aleo. That Snor Leah, that Leah looks hated. How can Yaakov Avinu, who is one of the Ovis, who was a Sholem, who's Yaakov Midas Emes, and he was a Sholem of all the Ovis, how can we possibly say that he hated somebody? You know, it's also to hate anybody, certainly to hate your wife. Nobody, it's also to anybody. Yaakov Avinu, the Sholem, the Sholem of the Ovis, he's going to hate his wife. Says a Ramban, Chas v'Sholem to say that he hated his wife. But when you have a relationship of two wives, and one is loved more than the other, then automatically the other one is hated. Hated does not mean chas v'chalila he was nasty to her. It does mean chas v'chalila it could be evident that he in any way compromised his ability of showing his love to her. But as soon as there is another woman that he loves more, automatically when it's in that form of a marriage, that wife is considered snua, she's considered hated. Says Rishim, that's the Ramban. Says Rishim and Shvab, Klal Yisrael have a relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu of a husband and wife. There's a marriage. Yeah, Boye Kalo, there's a marriage of a husband and wife. And he said, when you have a husband and wife, it's different to a friend. A friend, you can have one friend, you have two friends, you have certain friends that you invite over to weddings, there are certain friends you're very close with and you tell them your secrets, there are certain friends that you're unbelievably close with, that even though it's the intimate things, you're willing to tell them. But at the end of the day, you can have friends and you can have 20 friends all on the same level. You cannot possibly have two wives that you love. If one is loved, the other one is hated. If a relationship of Kodesh Baruch Hu is a marriage, means that the only one we have room for, that we have an ability to love, is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if we love anything else more, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu is hated. If we love our Panos more than Ribbono Shel Olam, don't not love Ribbono Shel Olam, but we love our Panos more than Ribbono Shel Olam, Snua, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is hated. If we love sports more than Ribbono Shel Olam is hated. If we can take our mobile phone in the middle of Shemona Esrei, in the middle of Chalav Shabbat, because, you know, you've got to see what the stocks are doing, or to see what's going on, to see what's up, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu is hated, Rachman al Islam. Because we care about the Ribbono Shel Olam more than we care about the Ribbono Shel Olam. That becomes Sunua. And he said that is the ability to understand. Yaakov and Leah was Chalila, not a hate-love relationship. It was love. But Rachel was more loved. Automatically, by that definition, Leah is hated. And that's how we've got to understand our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, to go through this parasha and to see Leah as this selfish, husband snatching, lying individual is as far from the truth as possible. She is a woman who's willing to sacrifice everything, her love, her attention, her affection, everything, that just in order that Yaakov Avinu, she was so in touch with who, what her emotions were, willing to give up all, just that she could be aim of the Emois, aim of the Shvatim, and that is something you've got to appreciate and value. Shukoyach.